The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
We want to officially welcome our podcast audience, our YouTube audience, and our Facebook Live audience. I see people hopping on here today. Again, if this is your first time on Facebook Live or on YouTube, please let me know in the comments section below by stating that you are new to the broadcast or this is your first time. Again, I am the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines, Ricky Scapero. And today, I want to talk about the subject of, is God allowing a shaking before an awakening? Is God allowing a shaking to produce an awakening? Rather, that's what we're going to call this today. Is God allowing a shaking to produce an awakening? That's what we want to talk about today. And I want to show you some stuff out of the Word of God that we pulled up, some passages of Scripture that I want to show you here that I believe is going to be relevant. So we're going to go ahead and turn there now. You should be able to see this come up on the screen here. Again, this is new technology, but I like this. I do like this because it's going to show you what I'm looking at here on the screen. We're going to pull up a scripture here, and this is out of the book of Haggai. So what you're seeing here is the book of Haggai, chapter 2. So you can follow along with me right there in the passage. This is going to be our foundational scripture here. Haggai, chapter 2. Verses 6 through 8. We'll say 9. Haggai 6 through 9. For thus says the Lord of hosts, and I've highlighted some stuff there, as you can see there on your screen. And I know you guys on podcast can't see this, but we're in Haggai chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. And it says, for thus says the Lord of hosts once more, it is a little while, I, the Lord speaking, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations. Now, there's a lot in this scripture right here, in just this passage. The Lord says, he says, once more, it is a little while, implying here, if it says once more, meaning that there was once a time that the Lord previously shook heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and all nations was impacted. And I believe at least one of those events was the flood of Noah. Think about it for a second. The flood of Noah, you saw, in the flood of Noah, you saw heaven and earth, the sea, and the dry land being shaken. And then you saw all nations being impacted. And I say, I brought this out on a previous broadcast. Heaven, earth, sea, dry land, and all nations was impacted by the flood of Noah. The fountains of the deep burst open in the sea, and it impacted the land. The heavens, rain poured down from the heavens above. So there's the heavens, the sea, the dry land, and then it impacted all nations. But I want to show you a little bit more here, guys. I want to pull up some more stuff here. I want to show you because there's even more things here that I want to pull up. It says, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord. So the Lord is assuring us here that the riches of this world belong to him. The Bible says, the Word of God says, the cattle on the thousand hills is his. The silver and gold is his. The earth and the fullness thereof is his. That's what the Word of God says. So what I believe, I feel like the Holy Spirit is showing me in this broadcast that I want to share with you is once again, we're seeing an event that's taking place with this coronavirus. It is shaking all nations. All the nations of the world are being shaken to the core. Their economies are being shaken to the core. And the Lord is reassuring here, saying, look, the stock market is not your source. Wall Street is not your source. Come on. The economy is not your source. Your job is not your source. All of heaven's resources is His. He is the owner of it all. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Lord God, and there is none beside Him. So what this tells me is, even in the midst of this shaking that we're seeing, that's shaking all nations, God is still on the throne. God is still in control. He is still Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's still Jehovah Rapha, our healer. He is still Jehovah Shalom, our peace. Come on, somebody. He's still King of Kings, Lord of Lords, He that which was, which is, and which is to come. Come on, can I get an amen, somebody? But I want to show you a little bit. But see, what's going on right now is birth pangs. Birth pangs, and we talked about this, is increasing. The birth pangs are increasing, and they're going to increase more and more. In fact, in Matthew 24, verse 8, he tells you all these. What are all these? Well, look, if you go here, he tells you what this is. He says, there will be deception. He says, you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. He says, see that you are not troubled, for all these things. Somebody say these things. The wars and rumors of wars. Nation against nation. Kingdom against kingdom. Earthquakes in various places. Pestilence and plagues and famines. All these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Listen to this. Nation arise against nation. Here he goes. Kingdom against kingdom. Famines, pestilence, earthquakes, various places. And then just like you see highlighted here, all these are the beginning of sorrows. And that word right there highlighted, in that word sorrows in Greek, is a word meaning birth pangs. This is birth pangs. So that's what you're seeing here. So now here's the exciting part. We're seeing a shaking, and I know that's probably a poor choice of words to say exciting, but we are seeing a shaking that's impacting all the nations. It's impacting the economy, impacting the healthcare system. It's impacting lives. It's impacting families. It's impacting churches. It's impacting Wall Street. It's impacting every facet of life in all the nations of the world. And again, I remind you in Haggai, he says, once again, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and all nations will be shaken. Now look in verse 9. Look at this with me right here in Haggai 2, verse 9. He says, he tells you the silver is mine, the gold is mine. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former. Now when you see references to the glory, it's talking about the presence and the glory go hand in hand. So that tells me that in the midst of tragedy, in the midst of disasters, in the midst of this shaking that's impacting all nations, God is going to show out His glory. There is a purpose behind the madness. There is a purpose behind the chaos. There was a new, I want to talk about this article. There was a headline that we reported recently. And this was powerful. And this goes, again, to show you and prove to you what I'm saying. This headline said, coronavirus outbreak spurs record Bible purchases. People are looking for hope. This was an article by Fox News. I want to read this a little bit of an excerpt here. With uncertainty amid the coronavirus pandemic and many people holed up in their homes, people are ordering books online. Especially the good book. This is an excerpt from Fox News. According to sales from top Christian publishers, while the vast majority of Americans own Bibles, a large percentage say they never read it. A large percentage say they never read it. All right? But that could be changing according to statistics. A company called Alabaster Co., a small business in California, of all places, California. Now, you know there's a shaking going on when California is reporting this. A company out of California that sells books of the Bible for the Instagram generation saw an increase, listen to this, of 143% compared to last year. 143%. Quote, in this life-altering and unprecedented pandemic, people are looking for hope and restoration. Brian Chung, co-founder and business director of Alabaster Co., told Fox News, even amidst suffering and financial hardship, we've continued to see people engage with Alabaster by utilizing our free resources and purchasing Bibles as encouraging gifts for loved ones, he added. Quote, listen to this. We believe people are buying Bibles because there's a longing to connect with God, find meaning, and experience peace. What are we talking about? A shaking, guys, before the awakening. Isn't this powerful? In an effort to give back, Alabaster is donating 100% of proceeds from one of their books to those on the front lines fighting the coronavirus. And like other small businesses, they are facing uncertainty. Listen to this. This is powerful right here. I want to share this with you real quick. According to this poll, Lifeway Christian Resources also saw an increase of 62% last week compared to the previous year. Let me say that again for you guys that are you got to get this. Lifeway Christian Resources saw an increase of 62% compared to the previous year. Why? Quote, we believe this is no accident. As people often go to the Bible as a source of hope in times of crisis and uncertainty. This according to Ben Mandrill, Lifeway CEO. Quote, people draw hope from Scripture because in it, they see a God who is with us during our suffering. What are we talking about? We're talking about shaking. There's a when this shaking occurs, God is shaking heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land. He is shaking everything that can be shaken. And when this shaking takes place, as a result of it, it starts waking people up. It draws the backsliders back to repentance. It draws the sinners to the altar. Even the most hardened among us are now beginning to turn and see things from a different life. In fact, there was another article. I thought this was fascinating. This was an article that came out, a national survey came out and stated that according to this new national survey, listen to this headline. Nearly half of the century believes we are experiencing a, quote, wake-up call from God. Now look, a lot of the church may not be getting it, but half of the country, according to this poll, says this is a wake-up call from God. It's interesting how there's a paradigm shift going. Many in the church are in slumber and are lukewarm and falling fast asleep, but many in the world are beginning to wake up. Listen to this. A new national survey is indicating that nearly half of the country now believes that this deadly pandemic sweeping the nation and the globe is a wake-up call from God. One-third see this as the last days foretold by the Bible. How about that? Now, listen to me. You think I'm making this up, but I saw on a page today, on a Facebook page, I saw a Christian posted on their Facebook page, and they were sharing an article from another Christian saying that we don't need to be spending our time reading and studying the end times. This is actually what it said. this article emphasized, we don't need to be reading and studying the end times, because this is going to take our eyes off of the Lord, and it's going to bring our eyes on calamity and destruction and despair. No, I don't think so. I don't see it like that. Because the watchmen and those who are really voices in the end times are not drawing people away from God. They're drawing people to God. They are, like this ministry, showing you news and headlines from a prophetic perspective in light of where we are and the signs and seasons and the times in which we're in. But this should be no surprise to you, because even Jesus looked at a group of Pharisees and religious leaders of his day, and he said, "You hypocrites," he said, "you can look at the skies and you can foretell when a storm is coming by the look and the appearance of the sky, but you cannot discern the times and seasons in which we're in." So I'm going to say it again. There's a paradigm shift that's happening, where a lot of those who had eyes to see are going blind, and those who did not have eyes to see are opening their eyes. Did you know in Romans 11, it talks about this too? It says that in the last days before the coming of the Lord, that the eyes of the Israelites would begin to open while the eyes of the Gentiles would begin to close. And he says blindness is important until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. One third of the nation that was polled said that they see this coronavirus pandemic as the last days foretold by the Bible. 44% believed, in fact, that this current pandemic is a wake-up call for us to turn back to faith in God. Listen to this. And signs of coming judgment. You can't even get the church to believe that God still judges the earth today. There's a huge percentage of the church that believes that God no longer judges. That he's, in the New Testament, he doesn't judge. Although I find in Scripture where he says, "Woe unto you, Chorazin, woe unto you, Bethsaida, and woe unto you, Capernaum." And he says, "Woe unto you." And he says, and he condemns them, and he says, "It will be better for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than it will be for you." I don't, maybe I'm wrong, but that sounds like a judgment that's been foretold to them. When you go to the book of Revelation, what is it? 5 out of 7 of the churches are rebuked and corrected and told to repent. So again, I believe there is a remnant waking up out there. A remnant is waking up. There's always a remnant in the land, guys. There's always a remnant. But I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of church folks right now that are in slumber, but the world is beginning to wake up. I'm going to get ahead of myself. Let me read the rest of this. Best-selling author and prophetic speaker Joe Rosenberg, who created the fund with his wife Lynn Rosenberg, stated, quote, "Americans in near full lockdown are anxious, and understandably so, yet millions are turning to God, the Bible, and Christian sermons for answers, some of them for the first time. This may be the most important silver lining in this crisis so far." I agree. One third of respondents of this poll also said they fear the end is truly near. Now, guys, that's huge, because how many people have you known in your family that you know that you work with, and they will refute you, they'll argue with you, and they'll try to tell you that, "Oh, I've heard that stuff for years and years and years." But now, see, when Y2K was a threat and it never produced anything, oh, that, you know, they just went on and they laughed it off. When 9/11 happened, it shook up a little bit. But shortly thereafter, people went back to their normal lives. And now this thing has drug. I don't know how long this thing is going to last. It could be weeks. It could be months. But listen, when it starts impacting you, your family, your pocketbook, come on, your church. I heard, oh, I shouldn't even get into this, and I should have brought up the clip, and I could have brought up the audio of this. A World Health Organization spokesman said, he was talking about this pandemic and the severity of it, and he even suggested going into homes of families and pulling infected people out of the homes. I wish I could have brought up the clip. I would have brought that up, and I could have let you listen to the audio clip. But then again, I would have probably got hit with copyright infringement, so we probably wouldn't have been able to do it. But it was on Tucker Carlson. You can go and you can YouTube it. Look it up. It's there. And you can watch that little clip he had on one of his segments. All right? So what am I talking about? I'm talking about a shaking. There's a shaking that's happening before an awakening. The shaking producing an awakening. So on one hand, there's a lot of anxious people. There's a lot of fearful people. There's a lot of people that's in panic. But on the other hand, those of us who know the Word of God, we know the Scriptures. We know, he says, when you begin to see these things coming to pass, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is surely drawing near. These are exciting times. And listen to me, friends. Now is the time. We lived in a time when you had to have a degree of theology. You had to have a pulpit, a church, a platform. You had to have all that before you let your voice be heard. But listen, isn't it interesting now that all you need is a social media outlet, a microphone, and a voice, and you can speak to people. You can preach the gospel to them. You can point them to the signs and the times at which we're in and tell them time is running out. It's time to get right with the Lord. It's time to stop playing games, because the Lord is shaking heaven and earth to see the dry land, and everything that can be shaken is being shaken in this hour. And I believe that according to Matthew chapter 25, there is a slumbered bride in Matthew 25. And it says that all 10 of the virgins will be asleep at the coming of the Lord. There's a picture. There's a parallel there. It's a prophetic parallel. But here's the thing. There's a remnant among them. Half of the church may be asleep right now. But all it takes is one word from God. Because if you read that parable, Matthew 25, it says there was, even though all of them were asleep, half of them still had oil in the lamps. So some of y'all out there, what does that even mean, preacher? What are you talking about? Oil in your lamps and brides and grooms and lanterns and wicks and all? I don't even understand. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Some of you, you heard the gospel message many years ago. And you're playing games. You're lukewarm. You're straddling the fence. You've got one foot in the world, one foot in God. And this whole pandemic has shook you up to the core. It's shaking up your world. It's shaking up everything that can be shaken. And now all of a sudden, the seed of the Word of God that was in you in seasons past is beginning to awaken again. God is stirring you up again. The seed is already in you. It's being wakened up in you. Your spirit is being awakened. Your heart is being caught aflame again. It's being caught afire once again. So I'm pleading with you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ today on this broadcast, or whenever you watch this or hear this on this podcast, broadcast, Facebook, YouTube. Listen, if you're away from God or you've never accepted the Lord, now's the time to get right with the Lord. You say, how do you do that? It's simple. Listen, we don't need to make this complicated. The Bible says, repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, and that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. So there's a sequence of events right there, guys. Repent. It means to turn from your will, turn from your agenda and your purpose. You turn to Him. You say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. Forgive me for what I've done. Forgive me for doing things my own way. Forgive me for not taking your word seriously. Forgive me for going astray and getting into things and doing things I shouldn't do. But I recognize in my heart that I'm away from you. I'm not right with you. If you were to come back right now, I'm not ready to go. If that's you, friends, you just need to repent where you're at. Cry out to him. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart through the Holy Spirit to save you and to wash you of your sins and rededicate your heart back to the Lord. Repent and come back to him. The Bible says, repent, therefore, and be converted that your sins may be blotted out. And listen to this, that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. That's the oil in your lamp. Listen, there's times, can I be real with you? There's times, listen, I got saved in 2000. I got saved 20 years ago. But there's times when I don't feel close to the Lord. There's times when I've drifted away. Did that mean I lost my salvation? No, I didn't say that. I said I drifted away, and I knew that my heart wasn't right with the Lord at that time. I was lukewarm. I was complacent. I was slumbered like five of those 10 virgins. I was asleep and slumbered, and I was letting the oil run out. The anointing was running out. The presence wasn't in my life. I wasn't spending time with the Lord. I wasn't in his word. I wasn't in prayer. But listen, all I needed to, but the Spirit of God was drawing me. All it took was for me to get back into the Bible. All I had to do was open my Bible, read one passage, and it was a rhema word, and it quickened my spirit, and I was awakened just like that. I put in an old CD of a preaching of the gospel of somebody, and it quickened my spirit. I went to a revival service, stepped in the door, and the Spirit of God moved mightily, and I got impacted, got a refreshing, and I was back on track. Listen, you can hear a worship song. You could be feeling like you're drifting away. Turn on some worship music, anointed worship music on the car, in the car, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of God will begin to move in your car. You mean he can move in your car, not in the church? Yes. He can move right there in your living room. He can move through your Facebook page, through your podcast, through your YouTube. He can move in your kitchen. He can come in your office, your basement, in your car. He can move wherever you are. He is not restrained by time, nor materials, nor walls, nor cameras, nor any of this. The Bible says that whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So I want to encourage you right now, if you've repented of your sins and asked the Lord Jesus to wash you clean, I want you to ask him for a refreshing. Just lift up your hands where you're at and say, Lord Jesus, refresh my spirit. Pour out your spirit tonight. Give me a fresh infilling. Give me a fresh outpouring. Lord, begin to fill me with your oil again. Give me the oil of gladness and the joy unspeakable, full of glory. Listen, I know weeping may endure for a season. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. That's the good news I want to bring for you today. Listen, don't end this broadcast. I've got an exciting announcement I want to announce. Now that we've got this technology going, real quick, I want to make some announcements and then we'll let you go. Tomorrow night at sunset is the first day of Passover. We enter into the Passover season. This is extremely important right now, prophetically speaking. And I knew the significance of this because of everything going on with this coronavirus. There's a lot of things going on right now that's coinciding with the season of Passover. And I knew in my spirit that this was something I didn't want to let slip by. So I spoke to a good friend of mine. Some of you all know who this is because he's been on our broadcast in years past and seasons past. And I'm bringing him on tomorrow. His name is Jason Armstrong of Remnant Fire Ministries. We're going to bring him on tomorrow. Now, I don't know. I don't have a time. This is TBA to be announced. We're going to announce the time. And we're going to go live, him and I. You're going to see us both up there. It's going to be good audio, good video. We're going to have pictures. We're going to have scriptures. Him and I, man, I feel the Holy Ghost just talking about this. We're going to show you some prophetic significance of this Passover season and how it coincides with things that are going on right now in the world And also, Jason's got a word of exhortation and encouragement that I want him to share with you that he shared recently streaming online from Pigeon Forge, Tennessee to his church at Summit Church in Pigeon Forge. When I heard the sermon on Sunday, I knew I had to have him on the broadcast. I said, brother, I got to get you in here and I got to share this. So this is going to be on podcast, YouTube. So you don't want to miss this. That's going to be tomorrow. We're going to do that segment. So tomorrow, I'm going to be getting all my notes put together, some pictures, some slides, all kinds of stuff that we're going to put together for this podcast and this broadcast that we're going to be doing tomorrow. So again, the time will be announced. I'll announce that on our End Time Headlines Facebook page. And we'll make that announcement. And we will be uploading that to YouTube and to our podcast as well. So for, I know you guys that don't follow us on Facebook, so you can know that. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. That's going to be our main place. Right here's let me pull this up right here for you guys so you can see what I'm looking at here. This is what I like about this technology. We can do this right here. So we're going to pull up right here. You're looking at our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Now that you can see this, you guys on YouTube, on Facebook Live, you guys can see this, you guys on podcast, just listen up and I'm going to guide you through this and show you this. I want to show you how you can keep up with this. When you go to the main website, you're going to see all this. First thing I want you to do is go over here and hit the subscribe button right here. Click on that. You'll be asked to fill out an email, your name and your email address. That's all you got to do. And you'll be notified of our daily digest. Every single day, you'll get one digest and you'll get that into your inbox. Okay. Here's our podcast. You guys listen by on the website. There's a place up there called podcast. You can click on that and you can listen to all of our podcasts. And of course, we're on Apple Podcasts and we're on Spotify. Okay. We have a Facebook page. You guys can see that right there. I'm clicking on that Facebook page called Are We Living in Revelation? I'm co-laboring with my good friend Jenny. This is a growing group. It's a great group. And it's a group that you can connect with people. So we want to encourage you, if you've not done that, you can be a part of that. Again, we want you to get our app right here. You can see this on the screen. This is our official ETH app. And as you can see right here, it's available on Android, on Google Play, and it's also on our App Store, and it's absolutely free. And you guys on Facebook Live, the link is up there in the description. So there's no excuse, guys. It's free. The link's there. It's easy to find. You guys listening on podcast, again, go to our main website. If you'll just scroll down, you're going to see that. You're going to see right there where you can click on and find us on Google Play and on the App Store to find our link. Okay. And again, of course, we are on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. You can find all that on our main website. And we have a YouTube broadcast. We have a YouTube channel. You guys on Facebook, you'll see that. We have a YouTube channel up there that you can click on up there at the very top of the broadcast. If you guys would like to support this ministry, if this ministry is a continual source of blessing, whether it's information, revelation, encouragement, whatever the case may be, and you'd like to partner with us or support, I'm going to show you how to do this. Again, you guys listen by podcast. All that is on our main website. You guys by YouTube, Facebook can see this. You click on the donate button right there, and it's going to bring you to this page, and you can see where you can make a new one-time donation, or this is, you go to manage reoccurring donations. You click on there, and when you scroll down, you can see when you put in a certain amount here, you can click on make this a donation monthly. That's how you become a monthly partner with our ministry. Or you just skip over it and do a one-time gift or whatever. You guys that wish to give by check or money order, you can see this on the screen right here. All you got to do is make that check or money order out to right there, End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, and that's Clarksville, Indiana, 47131. Again, that's our physical mailing address so that you can do that and support this ministry with a gift or a partnership with any amount that the Lord puts on your heart. So we love you guys. God bless you. Thank you for coming on to the broadcast. Remember, don't miss it tomorrow, guys. Our special Passover message, Passover prophetic message with special guest Jason Armstrong. God bless you. We'll see you then.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.